It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. A Sundance film favorite premieres in Michigan today. Middle of Nowhere tells the story of a young woman caught between loyalty to her incarcerated husband and possibilities she finds outside the walls of the prison. The film won the Best Director Award at the 2012 Sundance Film Festival, the first time that award has been won by an African-American woman. It also features an all-African-American cast. Actor Omari Hardwick portrays Derek, the incarcerated husband. He's also appeared in the film Sparkle and For Colored Girls, to name a few. He joins us now. Omari, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So tell us about the character Derek.
It's ironic because he, in one turn, is a very, very loving husband. You know, he's really dedicated to his young wife, his young bride, who he's committed his life, obviously, too. And then on the other hand, you have this guy who's done some criminal activities prior to his marriage. And those criminal activities, unbeknownst to his wife, have now caught up with him. He's locked up. So Emma Yahtzee Coronado's character of Ruby is then jettisoned into this situation where she's got to, in no time, figure out whether to remain committed to this guy, you know, and or whether to move on with her life.
In playing Derek, you have to somehow convey the effect prison has on him emotionally, psychologically, physically even. How did you try to show that impact in creating this character?
That's a good question. I think, you know, the attempt really was to show the process, you know, the process of going from telling a woman that you're not worthy to be loved by her and her saying, no, I'm staying committed. The impetus for me was to show the shame that we as men feel when we're at our lowest. And there's some men out in life who could listen to this interview and go, well, I've never been as low as, you know, being incarcerated or locked away from my family or my loved ones. But that was the effort that I tried to, you know, bring forth.
This film has gotten a fair amount of critical attention. What do you think people are connecting with, specifically the African-American audience?
I think what makes this one so different from Lady Sings the Blues or Mahogany or Claudine or even Lorenz and Lorenz Tate and Nia Long's turn in Love Jones or Sanaa Lathan and Omar Epps in Love and Basketball. You know, there's been a great range of black love story told for the better parts of 60, 70 years. But this one is so different because this is a story not necessarily being told. We've got women out there that aren't necessarily being able to raise their hand and go, well, let me tell you how it feels that my, you know, brown or black brother is incarcerated or lover is incarcerated. And so it finally gives Ava and Emmy playing that part, finally give a voice to the black woman who hasn't necessarily been able to speak out about her love story, even if her love story is the reality of loving a man through a jail cell. You know, if that's her story, that's what it is. And so I think a lot of people are screaming out. And it has no race to it, in my opinion, but specifically if I had to answer in terms of why the black woman is relating to it, I think a lot of times the black woman is literally relating to it because they're in that walk.
I've heard many African American actors, you included, lament a lack of good roles in Hollywood. Do you think independent films are opening new territory for black actors?
Yeah, I do. I think with the advancement of technology and your ability to not have to knock on the door of a studio, you all of a sudden can create within the same amount of time, even less time. I mean, we shot this in 19 days. You can create something that within 6 months goes to Sundance and, you know, catapult to Emma Yahtzee Coronado, who is literally in her first turn as a film actress. And this is affording us opportunity to do what we really thought about doing when you were teenage years, and that was tell a cool story that reflects all the different facets of who your grandmother and grandfathers are. And they haven't often listened to us screaming out that those opportunities have been, you know, basically rejected, you know. And so, yeah, independent filmmakers are doing that.
Actor Omari Hardwick plays Derek in the film Middle of Nowhere. The film premieres in the Detroit area today. Omari, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much, Jennifer, and God bless you.